Well, for those of you who tuned in a little earlier, we were playing from the Piamenta's Mostly Horror album, and this is Shmuel Brazil with me, Makim. That's the album. It's a tape that I enjoy, and I hope that, I'll be playing this sometime in the future. Anyway, thank you. This is Charlie Bernhout. Welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. We come to you each week through my internet program, and I trust that you've been letting your friends know about this music. Share the joy with everyone, okay? Oh, how have you been? I have some Simcha to tell you about, but I think I'll wait till the second hour to tell you about, because I have some special selections that I want to play concerning it. And it's just it's nice to have good news. Okay, for those of you who've listened to my show over the years, you remember about, it was 17 years ago when Shlomo Kalbach suddenly passed away. I did a two-hour special. It's 17 years already. He died on a Friday, and Sunday was his funeral. And that Sunday night, I put together a special program. I had people call in and give their reminiscences of the great Shlomo. I don't know if I played that on this internet series. I'll have to check. If I have not, I will play it again sometime. Maybe I'll wait another year or let you hear it before then. But yes, it's 17 years ago that Reb Shlomo died, and I want to play a few selections before we get to a very interesting interview that will be starting in about 15 or 20 minutes. So let's go to Hashmienu. Hashmienu. This was live at the Village Gate in 1978. Art DeLugoff. Some of you may remember going to the Village Gate, but there was nothing more soulful, if you will, than hearing Shlomo before a live audience. And I'm sure you'll appreciate this fact as you hear this selection from, did I say 1978 is 22, 33 years ago. Hashmienu.
Hashmienes kolech, let me hear your voices, and we should really tear heaven apart, our hearts and our souls should just go straight up. Ta la 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 la.
I have been here, Scott, because of
Okay. Live at the Village Gate, that was Shlomo Kalbach. Those of you, again, who've heard my program over the years, you know that the big four for me, well, first of all, last week you heard Bensi and Schenker. This week you're hearing Kalbach. A couple of months ago, Avram Fried. And a few weeks or so in the future, I'm going to be interviewing the Werdiger family and, of course, Mordechai Ben David. So between MBD and Avram Fried and Bensi and Schenker and Shlomo Kalbach, those were the four who influenced me the most in terms of non-Chazonists, if you will, because they each, for me, represent soul music. Well, I confess I haven't played many of the Kalbach stories, and I've been listening to so many of them, and I am going to be playing them over the next few months. You'll be hearing a lot of the Kalbach stories. This is a classic. I will tell you, I don't want to mention the name of it until afterwards, but it's one of his classics. Sit back and listen to a classic Kalbach story.
Beautiful friends, we so misjudge others. We don't know what's going on in the heart of another human being unless you love them the most. You'll never know. You know, in the 60s, in the summer, on my way to Israel, I would always stop in Europe, without mentioning names of the city. There was one chassidische besmedrish, give me a little taste, how Europe was before the Second World War. And especially Shabbos morning, the davening was so good. I'm walking in Shabbos morning to the synagogue, and the chazan has no voice at all. Not only doesn't have a good voice, his songs make no sense. And he can't even read, he's skipping words. I was so disgusted. It was clear to me, he was probably a rich man, and he wants to be the cantor, he wants to be the chazan. He gives a few rubles to the synagogue and they let him pray. And I thought, oh, how disgusting. I decided I'm not going to daven with him. I go in a corner and daven by myself. But you know, when they take out the Torah, you want to kiss the Torah? And walk up to the bima and open your hearts, friends. I saw the chazan holding the Torah, and two people are holding the chazan. I asked somebody, why are they holding him? And they said to me, don't you know? He's a blind chazan. He was one of the greatest tenors in Europe before the war. He was the chazan in Lemberg. It was in Auschwitz. He lost his voice. He lost his eyes. I looked at him. I saw scars all over his face. They whipped him over his face. I was so ashamed of myself. Kept on telling me he didn't want to daven anymore. He says, I don't know the words. People said, no, we remember you're davening from Lemberg. Please honor us one more time. I mean, friends, can you imagine how he was praying? I'll never daven like this on Yom Kippur. I was so ashamed of myself. So when he passed by with the Torah, instead of kissing the Torah, I kissed his hands. And you know, Neshamal and Darwin, sometimes you're at the end, God have compassion upon you. I absolutely didn't have a place for myself anymore. When I kissed his hand, he turned to the people who were with him and he says, who kissed my hand? They said, Shlomo Kalbach. He stopped and he says, Shlomele, I like your melodies. Give me back my soul. I stayed an extra week and I took long walks with him. You know what happened after that? 4 weeks later, I was told the blind chazan has a new position. He's the chazan in Gan Eden.
Carl Bach could tell those stories. Oh, he was so good, wasn't he? Well, I don't know. It just touches me. It just touches me. I mean, he could tell a story, and I'm gonna tell so many more that he has. So many wonderful stories that he has. Let's hear one more selection of Reb Shlomo before I get to this interview that I'm very pleased to be presenting to you. This is Lema'an Achai V'Re'ai, and this is from 1974, recorded live in Israel.
Achai V'Re'ai, Lema'an Achai V'Re'ai, Adabrana, Adabrana, Shalom Ba. Mana chai v'rei ai, mana chai v'rei ai, no dabra na, dabra na, shalom ba. Lemavan bit Hashem Elokeinu, avak shato. Of my brothers and friends, please let me ask, please let me sing peace to you. Because of my brothers and friends, because of my brothers and friends, please let me ask, please let me sing peace to you. This is the house of the Lord. I wish the best for you. This is the house of the Lord. I wish the best for you. Sing mit mir. Ta-la-la-la-la-la. Ta-la-la-la-la-la. Ta-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Shlomo Kaulbach. Well, apparently they had a great concert at the West Side Institutional Synagogue this past Shabbos, Motzi Shabbos. Oh, it was packed, over 1,000 people, I understand. And speaking of West Side Institutional, let me give you a heads up that on December 24th, yes, that's Xmas Eve, I'm going to be putting on a Kumsitz at West Side Institutional. Danny Goldar will be at the piano. Zevi Muller, the cantor of the shul, will be there, and other guests, other chazanim. And a lot of you who are listening who want to sing, and I've always told you, wait till the next Kumsitz. This is your chance. More of the details will be coming out in the next week or so, but I want you to at least save the date. Some of you are going to be away, I know, but anyone who is in the city or near the city on December 24th, there ain't much doing in the world, and it's a great evening to have a Hanukkah. It's a Hanukkah Kumsitz Malava Malka. Latkes flowing, and it's going to be really great. So save the 24th. Okay, a little postscript, to this interview that we're going to hear right now. These are two brothers, Michael and Eli Rabinowitz. And when I was interviewing them just 2 weeks ago, Eli was in from Perth. I interviewed Schenker in the afternoon, and around 10 or 11 o'clock, I remember, I went to Michael's home here in the city. And I kept Eli, I said, Ailey. He said, no, it's Eli. Well, Eli, I am going to have to remember that very, very clearly, because this morning, my grandson's bris, my grandson's name is Eli Chaim Bernhout. Anyway, I will not forget it, and I won't forget your name either. Anyway, let's go to this interview, and I'll tell you more about Eli during the second hour. I'm very pleased to have with me the two Rabinowitz brothers, Michael and Eli, who are going to be discussing their father and grandfather, both the Chazanim from South Africa, and we'll have a discussion about the state of Chazanis both in South Africa and in Australia, and we'll be listening to several recordings of their father. So let's first say hello to the older brother, Michael.
Hi, nice Nick. To see you again, Charlie.
Yes. Michael, tell us a little bit about the role that Chazanis played in your family.
Well, to begin with, I'm from Cape Town. Eli is from Johannesburg. And there was a very big Jewish population in Cape Town and Johannesburg. I grew up in Cape Town. My late grandfather, N.M. Rabinowitz, was a reverend. And he used to daven at the Friedhof Shul. And he was a very fine man because, firstly, he belonged to the Chevra Kadisha. He used to visit the poor, the sick people in hospital, two or three times a week.
Right.
And he was a very righteous person with a fine reputation. And he used to have a beautiful voice as well, actually. And my earliest memories are actually, my father, had always dreamt of coming to America.
Mm-hmm.
And what is interesting is that it's his Yahrzeit this week,
uh-huh.
9 years later. And I think he would be very happy to know that we are doing this at this particular time. And he had a beautiful voice. He was also a pianist, and he comes from a musical family. His brother was a chazan as well, by the name of Leib. And then his brother was a physician. And then his sister was Rachel, a very famous concert pianist.
All from Cape Town?
All from Cape Town. Actually, Isaac lived in, that was the doctor, the physician, he lived in Johannesburg.
Okay.
But Leib and my father Harry and my auntie Rachel all lived in Cape Town.
Your grandfather, was he born in...
Okay, so I'm Eli.
Yes, Eli.
I live in Australia.
Okay.
And I know the genealogy very well because I've just been to Poland this year, to the place where my grandfather was born.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's current-day Poland,
okay, right.
A place called Orla, a little town about 40 kilometers 25 miles from Bialystok, which, as you know, was a very big Jewish centre.
Yes.
But he was born in 1887, left there in 1905 to Palestine, and then 1911 moved to South Africa with his two elder sons. They were born in Palestine.
And so he was 28 years old.
So my dad was the first of the children born in South Africa. And he was actually born, a very odd situation, he was born in a country town. Why he was born in this country town, it's called Volksrust, was that my grandfather was a reverend that travelled to smaller Jewish communities. And in South Africa at that time, there were many Jewish communities all over the country that needed a reverend to do the davening, to be the shochet, to do all kinds of things, which my Zayda, Nachum Mendel, and Ruben Woods was. So he sort of landed up in this little country town, but eventually he was advised to move to a bigger center because obviously he was a man with a lot of talent.
And a lot of children.
Yes. And there was another daughter, Sarah, who's the only surviving one of the lot, and she lives in Beit Vagan in Jerusalem. Yes. Okay. So she's the survivor of the family.
And excuse me if I'm interrupting. Yes. Very sprightly person in her 80s.
Yes.
Yes.
But we don't know about her musical background.
Abilities,
and such,
yeah.
But it must have been good.
Well, what are your backgrounds in music?
Oh well, that's interesting because I was pretty good when I was a kid. I played in the Stedford, just as my father had. But my mother said to me, I don't want you to be a musician, you'll starve. She said, one day you should go into business. Okay. In fact, that's what I ended up doing. Okay. And today I sell bras.
I sell bras, but I sing in a choir, in a synagogue choir in Perth, in Australia.
In Perth? Uh-huh.
Yes. And Perth is the most isolated Jewish community in the world. I think the nearest place to us is about 2,500 miles away.
Really?
And but the amazing thing is that we have a lot of Chazonim that have come through town.
Really?
And yes, and I've had the pleasure of singing with them. Uh-huh. So it's not as much of an outback or sort of boondocks as you'd imagine. Because it is, if you're going to Australia, it's a long way to go, so you might as well cover the major places. So after, obviously, Melbourne being the strongest community in Australia, and then Sydney, you have Perth. So, yes.
Now, describe what it was like to grow up in the home of a famous cousin.
Well, he was just a man like any other man, I would think. Uh-huh. He was our father. We used to walk to shul. Took us like half an hour to get there.
Right.
And I remember that very well. And I can't compare to other people. It's just what I knew.
Yeah. For me, it was a little bit different because there's quite an age difference between us, and we have two sisters in between. So when I was around, I actually sang in a shul choir.
Actually, I did as well.
Did
the garden shul.
I didn't know that.
With your father?
Yes. But in South Africa in those days, the synagogue that he sang at, which was Waverley, and before that Oxford, you always had a professional choir master.
Uh-huh.
So, they were almost as famous as the Chazonim were the choir masters. And I think if you look at the track record of which Chazonim sang in South Africa, who then sang in America or in Israel, there was the top 10. Certainly South Africa was very...
Well, when you read the biographies of all the greats of the past and the present, you find so many of them pass through...
Kusevitsky, Banach,
and Bagley, and Stern,
and Klein,
Dudu Fischer.
Yes, they had their stint in South Africa. It seemed to be...
Maybe it was the weather.
Yeah. And the thing... Well, we actually, if I may say, yesterday met Benny, the Chazan, at Park East. And he was born in Liverpool, he told us.
Yes.
And he lived in South Africa. And he said it was his... Well, I don't want to tell the guys. Yeah, but it was one of the best times.
7 years, he said. Yes.
Well, and Johnny Gluck was he was my partner with Cantor's World.
Oh, God.
Benny and I... ran Cantor's World together. Uh-huh. It was just the two of us, no committees or anything. We'll talk about that some other time. But Benny is at Park East, and he's a fine young man.
Yes.
This recording that you sent to me of Yiddish songs, about when was that recording?
I think it was in the
1950s.
59.
Yes. And
52 years ago.
Yes. And just something very special about that was it was the only recording made in South Africa, Chazonus, on HMV Red Label, which is a little bit like the analogy is Scotch Johnny Walker Black Label, or blue or green.
Right.
So it was a very special, prestigious label to be recorded on.
How old were you in 1959?
Seven
years old. So I remember something at that time because I was 19.
Yes.
All right.
The truth's coming out now.
Yeah, which I don't think I've ever told you about. If you look at the cover of the, it was an LP, you'll see my father, it was in the bottom right-hand corner of the cover, you see?
Yes.
And Aronofsky was in the top left-hand side.
Yes.
And I remember my father was very upset because he didn't want to be at the bottom. He wanted to be at the top.
And he also wanted to have a larger picture.
And a bigger picture, yes.
I've been there.
You've been there, yes.
And Aronofsky was a very famous conductor and musicologist in South Africa.
Uh-huh.
So that's who Aronofsky was.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to listen briefly to the first of several selections. Why don't you tell us what the first selection will be?
So the first selection is Chazonima Probe. And this has been performed by, I think, several Chazonim since then.
Yes, quite a few.
Either as a singular or partnership between, father and son, whatever. But this is certainly something that, because of the age of it and because of, I think, his style of being, my dad was a baritone, and just the way he did it, I think was very special. Obviously it's something that often is in many of the repertoires.
Yes.
At concerts.
Okay, so our first selection is Chazonim of Pro.
Während Ayerid auf Chazonim, mehen lässt die Annonsen die ganze Zeit von Vereinen und von Schulen und Minionen. Ach, sind verlangt, wo soll haben a Kohl, ab allem muss auf zu daven in a Gor in a Hall. Euch in a Theater war 50 Cent top, men davent joi med taivin a file in a shop. Men nem dan chazonim moi fafar her, ze reißen die Gorgeln zu gefällen was mehr. Es kommen bald vieles, euch kannt es von wen, a file jazz-singers singen, le keiloi rech dingen. Ot kumt on an altisch kerwalt viele zu haten prabe farikol und zu lass ich mich kavonen und wie in der alter Heim. Alta את השיחנו ויבי sich ganz still und der Chairman schreit bald aus ich sehe nicht was der Publikum will dann steht auf ein ganzer Front klappt an der Kammerton und von a klein deutsches Siederell singen heut heran. Adoschem! Adoschem! Chairman schreit bald aus. Ich sehe nicht, was der Publikum will. Stanzt bald unter ein jünger Mann, finden an der Klaus. Kickt euch gar pick wie ein Gei, in der Abend. Azoi! Yes, hamach, 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 yes, hamach, 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 Ach, Moshe, Yismach, Yismach, Moshe, Moshe, Yismach, Ay! Bum-ba-dum-ba-dee-la-day, bye-bye, 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 bye-bye. On der Waschner Chairman schreit eis wie an Herrmann durch ist
Well, that certainly is a wonderful selection, Chazanov Proba. You remember when that recording came out? Do you remember that period?
I actually remember my Yiddish mama and a Brivela de mama. Uh-huh. And I grew up in a very big family where on a Sunday we all got together in Sea Point in Cape Town, where my grandfather lived. And my mother had many sisters. I don't know if you even remember how many.
Five
or six. And then there were also brothers, but they remained. By the way, my grandfather was originally from Riga, and my mother was born in Dvinsk, which today is called Daugavpils in Latvia. They changed the name. So it's an interesting story, because our late grandfather was in the diamond business, and he and all his chaverim wanted to go to America, but they couldn't get into America. So my grandfather said, I don't even know why we're even thinking of going to America, because the diamonds are in South Africa and the gold is in South Africa. And they found it much easier to get papers to come to Cape Town, to South Africa.
It was fortuitous.
Fortuitous. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
And just as a sort of a counter to that, is on my trip in May, I went back to Riga and to Dvinsk or Daugavpils. And we were fortunate to have addresses, and so I went to visit places where they actually lived. And also had the opportunity to go to the synagogues in both Daugavpils and in Riga.
They weren't destroyed?
They've been... The one in Riga wasn't destroyed, because it was actually... Or the one of the ones in the old town, because it was right amongst all the other buildings. So they couldn't. Okay. The one in Daugavpils was, but it was reconstructed with the money of the Rothko family. Mm-hmm. Mark Rothko, the famous painter, artist. So his family rebuilt the synagogue. And it's a beautiful little synagogue.
Interesting.
Yes.
So anyway, we all got together when I was growing up. All the uncles and the aunts. And I remember I was playing around with the cousins. And it was the most wonderful time. Maybe like an Italian family, mm-hmm. where they're such a big family, they all get together. And that was a different time.
Yes.
Because it's not like that today.
A lot of singing too?
Yes, of course, yes. Uh-huh. So those are my earliest recollections of my father, and also he was a very good-looking man.
I see from the album cover.
Yes, yes. And my mother was beautiful. So they made a beautiful couple.
So Yiddish was a language surrounded you.
Yes.
I had the same experience. Unfortunately, I didn't learn it. They just didn't want to teach it to us. But that's a different issue. The next selection that we're going to hear is a wonderful Yiddish selection. Why didn't you...
Brivelin de Mama.
Yes.
A letter from my mother.
Yes. Which she says, don't forget your mother.
Yes.
And I think in a way we're fortunate, if you actually look at our histories, because the family actually all moved to Africa. We all spread over the world now, but we, to a large degree, missed the Holocaust in terms of a personal family experience.
Right.
You know, we were fortunate.
Just as a quick side note, we have a sister Riva who lives in Johannesburg.
Right.
We have another sister Sorrel who lives in Ashkelon in Israel. Eli lives in Perth, Australia, and I live in New York. So this is really the Jewish story.
The wandering
Jew. Yeah.
Okay. We're ready for the next selection.
Gebet mit Tränen und mit Schreck dein treue liebe Mutter. Du wirst mein Kind, mein einzig Kind, arriber weite Jahre. Come on, nur
gesund und komm mit Glück, sei jede Woche ein Brief schick. Dein Mames Herz, meine Kinder quitt.
Selection of Breville of the Mama really gets to your gut, you know. Mm-hmm. the mother speaking about her child having left her, and please don't forget your dear mother. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that you both mentioned that you sang in choirs when you were young, and Eli, I know you're singing in a choir in Perth.
Yes.
As we mentioned very briefly before, I've always been impressed with the Chazanim who have been through South Africa and perhaps through Perth. Perhaps you might recount some of your experiences with Chazanim.
Well, you know, I sang in a choir as a 10-year-old with a choir master, Louis Inspector, where you learnt it the old way. You know, you had an audition, you had to be able to sing, keep the note, focus. And I think South African choirs have that tradition of, if you look at the Johannesburg Jewish Male Choir, of travelling around the world and keeping a very high level of performance.
Right.
And it's not an easy thing to put on a show like that, especially if you say that they travel to Australia and they've got to go big distances and they put them up in hotels and there's practices and so on.
Sure.
But I think there's maybe it's something in terms of South Africans, a lot of expats, because if you think they're all over the show, so
yes,
they would be in Toronto, in Vancouver, all the cities in Australia,
and London,
and the UK.
Yes.
You know. So, and I think they performed in Israel as well, although it's like taking coals to Newcastle. But still, there's a rich tradition, and I think it stemmed from the fact that we had some of the best chazonim in the 50s and 60s that either stemmed from South Africa or came to our shores and did a bit of their apprenticeship there. And that sort of the two worked together.
And it was expected that they have
yes
a choir.
Yes. Yes.
I always bemoan the fact that here
yes
in America, particularly New York, where we have so many Jews,
mm,
that we don't have
yes
great choirs.
Yes.
So we have a couple that
yeah
are quite good
yeah
here and there, but
yes
you can't point to say we have something on the level of Johannesburg
yes
or
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Mm. Yes,
yes.
But the interesting thing is that when I was in Vilnius earlier this year, I
yes
went to the Choral Synagogue.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's called the Choral Synagogue. And then you hear that the Kusevitsky brothers davened there, and there were, you know, other names that we knew in South Africa. So it doesn't happen overnight. It's almost like it's in the water. You know, there was the tradition from there. As you must probably know, that South Africa, we are Lettish, because our family were actually Latvian, our mother's side. But Litvak is the strongest strain that came to South Africa.
Okay.
Most of the, so
from
we don't from
Lithuania.
From Lithuania. So
uh-huh
Litvaks, yes. As opposed to Hungarians or Poles or whatever. So you have that tradition coming to South Africa, and then unfortunately, in many cases, remigrating. So if you take Australia, for example, you have a Chazan, Philip Helbron, who's in Melbourne, and a South African Chazan, with a choir, with a beautiful choir.
Yes.
In Sydney, although Farkas are the father and son, Shimon and Dolph, I believe Hungarian,
yes,
the choir have people in like Bob Borowski,
yes,
who you know had a rich tradition, both in Chazonim and in opera, in performance.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when you work yourself around these places, there is a connection. And I know in the choir that I sing in, we've learned pieces that would have been taught to the choir master, or he would have been the choir in the Seapoint Shul in Cape Town, where Philip Badesh was a Chazan. So it's all connected. It's not like it happens out of the blue. And I know my wife's cousin, Richard Shabbat Zion, leads a choir in Jerusalem. Okay. And it's the same thing. And when he travels, he goes to places like Toronto and to maybe San Diego or Irvine or to Australia. It might be a bit far for them yet. So there is this sort of rubbing off of the one community and the appreciation of another one who has a tradition of either chazonim and or choirs. Well, the two are hand in glove, as I said earlier on. So you have to have an audience that can appreciate it.
Yes.
And this is obviously a difficult thing, but as you said, things go around in cycles, and hopefully a good chazonot is catching on.
Yes, I'm not giving up on it. I'm not going to give up on it. I don't care. Yes. Yeah, never give up the ship. I don't know if you ever heard that expression, but I'm not giving it up.
You're the captain of the ship.
Now, the next selection we're going to hear is certainly one of the famous Yiddish recordings that all the great cantors who sang Yiddish sing this particular song,
Shtetl Bells.
Do you have any comment about
this? Yeah, it's, Eastern Europe. It's that area where a lot of Jews came from.
Yes.
And it's very nostalgic.
Yes, for sure.
So he's thinking, singing about another time.
Yes.
My little town belts.
Okay.
The Wandering Jew.
Yes, let's hear that now.
Der erzähl mir Alter, der erzähl mir Geschwind, weil ich wissen, alles erzähl. Wie seht euch der Stiebel, was hält am Wohl geglänzt? So blieb nach des Bäumle, was ich hab verpflanzt. Du Stiebel ist alt, verwachsen mit machen groß. Der Alter nacht zu bald, du's Fenster und ein Gluss. Der König ist grün, zu beugen die Wand. Du willst durch ein Meer, gurnit der Der König ist grimm, zu beugen die Welt. Du wirst durch ein Meer, gar nicht der Kant. Bald, mein Städtel, Bells, my state bells, in mein Stiebel mit alle Kinder lacht, dort gelacht. Jeden Schabes leg ich laufen dort mit der Trine gleich, zu sitzen unter dem Grün. Bild, meine Heimel, wo hab gehört die schöne Leimes.
Okay, it's amazing how fast time flies when you're having a good time. We've been having a conversation with the two Rabinowitz brothers, Michael and Eli, talking about their father, Harry Rabinowitz, who was a chazan in Cape Town. And I know that you mentioned at the beginning of this conversation that it was a dream of his to come to America.
Correct.
And
so my souvenirs, my memories of my father go back to when I was a little boy in Cape Town with the family. And then we moved up to Johannesburg, where he got this wonderful position as the chazan in Oxford Street and then afterwards in Waverly Shore. And I have so many memories of different moments, Cape Town, then Johannesburg, and the overriding memory is that he was a very happy man and he's always telling jokes. And he would be with his two brothers, Isaac and Leib, and they would sit around a table trying to outdo each other and very upbeat, you see. So this last number, which is the Spielt mir Klezmer Nach, is a very upbeat song. And I thought that, you know, that would bring back all those happy moments.
Yes, and it's always good to end on an upbeat tone. So, but Eli, closing thought for you before we get to this... selection.
Well, something we didn't discuss is that I'm actually in the Simcha business. I make wedding movies.
And wedding movies?
Yeah, Jewish ones.
Okay.
And
it's kosher.
If and bar mitzvahs, but weddings make it perfect. Yes. Okay. And I've done others in Sydney and Melbourne.
Yes.
The thing for me is that I wonder whether this was a major factor in me getting into that business, because I'm always looking for a happy story. And life's all a mixed bag, isn't it? And it's, at the end of the day, we want to come back to something that's good memories. And I think that sums it up for me in terms of my dad singing. It was always good memories. A guy who took his work very seriously, but always had a smile and was always, you know, upbeat about things.
I was just curious, did he ever visit you in Perth?
Yes, he did, for two bar mitzvahs.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
That must have been exciting.
And he went to Israel once for a nephew's wedding. It was the first time he ever went there. And fun enough, he has a first cousin who's still alive, who's a very famous composer, Tzvi Talmon. Okay. So he managed to get to travel internationally.
Well, you know, the brothers and all the extended family typify the idea of the wandering Jew, because we certainly, and I think it's one of our strengths. I don't think it's a weakness, to say the least. So we're going to end on this
Spielmeer.
Klezmer.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fun to end on a happy beat. And thank you for taking the time to share your thoughts with me and my audience.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tänzen lang mir gehen, mein guter Freund. Soll mir die ganze Welt aufgegeben, was ein Tag. Ein Simche ist bei mir ein größer Heim. Kein größerer Simche ist bei kein Mame nicht da. Seid alle munter, fröhlich, seid das hin. Der Leid und die Mame, die glied ich nicht schon. So kämpfen wir in ein und einzig Kind. Der Leid hat die Mame, die glied ich nicht schon. Der Himmel wird in den Ein und Ein zu gehen. Hey,
okay, that was a brief one, and I know that Eli is listening in Perth because it's 9 o'clock in the morning there, and he told me that last week he was listening live to the Shaker interview. So Eli, I hope you enjoyed it, and Michael, and I look forward to seeing you guys again, and I also look forward to playing some more of the recordings from your father's album. Again, thank you to the Rabinowitz brothers.
Raskava Dnei Shabbos Dikas